I didn't eat shit this morning.
Oh, yeah? You hungry?
Yeah, I am hungry. Hungry boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm craving right now? I'm craving a Pop-Tart.
Ooh, a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, man. Pop-Tart, Pop-Tart, Pop-Tart. Damn.
How did that happen? That is awesome.
Candace, that's pretty slick how you did that.
That's
I like
a cool
that.
Little trick.
Yeah. I wonder what else we could do.
I mean, it's been a minute since we released new merch.
Mm.
It'd be nice to kind of like have a new line without having to work on it.
And yeah, that would be cool.
Work on designs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Merch! Merch! Merch!
Damn.
Yo, what?
Damn.
Wow. That's so crazy and random.
Wow, that's really wild how that happened. With new shorts and different colors
and hoodies and
automatically
tees.
Made.
That's so crazy how like the perfect like summer colors just like showed up here.
Yeah, usually I have to like hire a bunch of Asian kids to make this stuff, but that's really cool that this just fell in our lap like that.
So crazy. Wow.
Wow.
It's really cool stuff too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is cool. Damn.
This is a cool little thing we got going on. We can just say things and they just show up.
Yeah. The Beetlejuice syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else could we, I mean, like.
Johnny Sins. Johnny
no, no,
Sins.
No, no, no. I don't,
Johnny
what?
Sins.
What? Why?
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Oh, you're actually going to eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right into the mic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, weird that Johnny didn't show up.
It's kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I just felt my hair get a little bit shorter. Yeah.
I was looking forward to meeting him, you know.
Meeting him?
Just like, you know. Picking his brain a little bit.
Yeah, picking his brain?
Yeah.
Meeting him?
Nothing. No, not like that.
Yeah? Yeah?
No.
Yeah? No, you want to have a little nice little meeting with Johnny Sins?
No, I just meant, you know, rubbing shoulders with him, you know?
Yeah, def. Yeah.
Ugh, no.
That's what you call him.
That's
slapping hams?
Yeah, no. No. Just getting inside, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way, you know, this.
Yeah.
See what makes him tick.
Yeah. I think it's pussy. That's what makes him tick.
Yeah, but brand new merch, guys. Real good stuff here. You already saw it. I don't have to fucking, what am I doing?
Yeah, we got some, what would you call it? App exclusive?
Yeah, we have there's one design. I think it's the green hoodie that's exclusive to TMG Studios members. So if you're a member, you can get this design. And if you're not, you can get everything else on TMGstudios.tv.
Yeah, speaking of members.
Is this still about Johnny Sins?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is a late callback.
Okay, yeah.
Super late. Also, didn't we like make some updates to
Yes. A lot of website improvements to tmgstudios.tv that just got released yesterday. Background playback.
Ooh.
That's a big one. A lot of people were requesting that. So now you can play a video background your app and it'll keep playing the audio.
Let's go.
We got picture in picture mode enabled
now. Yeah. Let's go.
So if you want to watch our episode and then watch Johnny Sins at the same time, you can do that. And now another highly requested feature is double tap on the left or right to skip 15 seconds in the video, just like YouTube does. And now our site does that too. Bah! Take that, YouTube. Fuck you. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. Coming out strong.
Yeah. Damn. Demonetized.
Yeah. demonetize.
No, don't do that.
Okay, monetize.
No, feature page.
Feature page.
And we have improved headphone support.
Yeah.
Play/pause the content using your headphones. Now that's neat.
What nerds of you requested that feature?
That's what I'm wondering. What the fuck?
To be like, who the fuck just? Sorry, just needed to pause my podcast.
Yeah,
you're a dork. Don't do that. Stop doing that. If you requested that feature, never do that again.
But if you are the dork that requested it, then we have it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But just don't use it.
Yeah. Don't.
But
use
we
it.
Have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't use it.
How about you feel the embrace of a woman? Okay. How about that? Anyway.
How about you play with some bitches, dog?
Yeah. How about you learn to play with a clitoris?
So what's up, dude?
Sorry. I was just playing and pausing the podcast real quick.
To your ear clit?
Yeah. What's up, dude? I saw the dumbest T-bone this morning.
Like a steak?
I wish. Yeah. That's your night last night, huh? Yeah, I got a T-bone that went dummy, bro. I got a dummy T-bone.
Oh, okay.
No, it was genuinely the dumbest T-bone. Like, the person was just getting into a parking lot, and the person who T-boned them came at, like, you could tell they tried to cross over from the outside lane to cut someone off and just, like, jam.
Oh, God.
The people were outside the car, and one of them just looked like, really? You couldn't have just went up the street and made a U-turn. You had to do this. Now my whole day is fucking ruined. And they hit him hard, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Like the way they hit was between the two doors. So whoever that is, like the bar that goes between like the, you know, front and back door, it's like bent in. So the whole side of the car is toast.
You said it was outside of Target?
Yeah.
Like in the parking lot?
Yeah, like, yeah, just like the dip that you would like turn into to get into the parking lot. Just right there. So stupid.
It's fucking
so
who's trying to get a Target that bad?
That's what I was like.
Need new Tupperware.
Bro, their faces were so funny. Some cops had like just pulled up as I was passing, and the way they were like kind of walking up towards it was like, what the fuck? Like everyone there was like, what the fuck? What were you thinking? And the tow guy was in the middle of the street. He's like, how do I, like, I have to stop this major fucking street. Like, this is embarrassing for you.
And the dude's, you know, the dude's like, oh, it was his fault.
Just what
the fuck are you doing,
bro? Just shut the fuck up.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. If that was me, like, if I did that T-bone, I would have got out of the car. I would have just, like, gave the dude my information. I just would have walked.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, I fucked up. Here's my info. I'll pay whatever. I'm going to take the bus.
I'm embarrassed.
Because I can't deal with, like, what's about to happen next. Here are the keys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Have my car?
Yeah, just have my car. I'll pay you. You can have my car. Like, just tell the cops.
Enjoy.
I'm a fucking moron.
I'm a moron.
And I'm never going to drive a car again because I'm actually really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... And everyone driving by was kind of like, really? Seven, eight lights back. I'm stuck for this. I think if I like got out of my car and I was like, yo, let's jump this dude, I think everyone would have been like, yeah, it's time.
Yeah, let's beat the shit out of him.
Let's beat the fuck out of this guy. What were you doing?
I was trying to go to the Starbucks in the Target.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, right? There's like a McDonald's like on the other side of the parking lot. I was like, well, I was trying to get to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even have turned in here. You should have.
You fucking idiot.
And the car was like a Saturn, too.
Ugh.
Nice, man. Nice.
Oh, you would drive a Saturn?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think anyone willingly drives a Saturn.
I don't even know they sold Saturns anymore.
No. It's old.
Okay. Okay.
Piece of shit.
Do they still exist? I mean, there a 2022 Saturn?
No. No. If you have one, like you just have one.
They ceased operations in 2010. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at these.
Yeah.
That shit actually kind of hits. That shit on the right, that like, no, like mini SUV. Other right. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Oh, the view, Saturn view. I remember this dumbass car. What does this thing even look like? I don't know what. This looks stupid. The front of the car looks like the back. You know what I mean? If that makes sense? Like,
yeah, yeah.
it really looks does. Dumb as hell.
It really does.
What do you guys? All right, what are you guys thinking for this car? What if we make both sides look like the back?
Look like ass.
Yeah, literal. Literal ass. Anyway.
I had an annoying car thing happen to me yesterday.
Yeah.
So
the new 2023 Range Rover came out and you were like,
yeah.
I guess I have to go get it.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. But
don't have enough room in my garage for all the G-Wagons I own.
I guess I got to get another one.
Oh, God. No, I went to go surfing.
Yeah.
Parking lot yesterday was packed.
Yeah.
Down in Manhattan Beach. And
don't you hate when people are at the beach? It's like, just don't be there.
Well, it was like 7 a.m.
Especially, just don't be there.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm coming.
Yeah.
Don't be
there. Fuck you guys. No, it was like the surf was super good. And so I expected it to be packed, but it was like, you know, it's a pretty big lot there. But sometimes if you go a little bit too late, it just, it gets totally filled up. And I was like 5 minutes too late. Like all the last spots were being pulled into.
Yeah.
And I was the guy next that didn't get a spot.
Yeah.
And so I do two laps of the parking lot. I only have like 40 minutes because we got to come here. And finally I see this guy go to his car and I'm like, oh, perfect. I'll just put on my signal and I'll just wait. I don't care how long it takes. And he's like just getting out of the water. So he's got to take off his wetsuit and get changed. And he did this and I've never like, it was almost like he was changing so slow just to spite me. He never looked at me, but I knew he could see me in his peripheral, right? I have my signal on.
Yeah.
And clearly like my intentions are very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just one sock.
Oh yeah.
Put it on like this. He sees a guy he knows. He starts having just a full on conversation with this guy just sitting on the bed of his truck. And I'm like looking at the clock like, bro, I got 30 minutes. Come on.
Come on, dude.
Next sock. Yeah, you know, I saw Jerry the other day, and he just, like, so fucking slow. Finally, puts his board in his board bag, puts it in his truck. I'm like, okay, fucking finally. I got, like, 25 minutes. Closes his truck bed, grabs his coffee, and walks away from his car. To this group of dads, like, just talking. I was like, you fucker. So I go over, I'm like, are you not leaving? And he was like, nah. Probably 20 minutes. And I was like, did you not see me? You fucked me.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
I drove away. Well, I would have said that if I had any sort of balls or nutsack or anything.
Yeah.
But I just said, are you not leaving? He said, 20 minutes. And I went, okay. And I drove away. And I went home.
How'd that feel?
Bad.
Yeah.
It was a really bad start to the day. I went home. It sucked. So I basically just drove.
You should have ran them all over.
All the dads?
Yeah.
You're not leaving? No. All right, for sure. Just back up real slowly.
Yeah.
Back up like this. Sort of point the car towards them. What does this guy do?
No, you hold the brakes and then slam the throttle so it goes into launch control. He's fucking... Yo, that shit's kind of... Yo, what are you? Straight past them, onto the sand, into the water.
And never come out.
Yeah, just murder Sue right there.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't say it all the way.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's all right. It didn't happen.
That's how pissed I was, though.
Yeah.
You know, if I had any sort of nutsack, that's what I would have done.
What was that? What was that show that Reese Witherspoon did? Was it Pretty Little Liars?
Legally Blonde?
No. That shit on HBO with Nicole Kidman.
Big Little Lies. Yeah.
That should have been Big Little Lies. The four of them getting their Range Rover and they ran over Alexander Skarsgård in front of the fucking school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I actually like to think of Big Little Lies as a vision that the Northman had. Like after he took one of those mushrooms, he like, you know, imagine this whole world where he's like in a suit with like moving cars and shit and he can't like explain it. They're like, what are you talking about? He's like, never mind. I have to kill my mom. I was married to my mom. It was like fucked up. It was weird.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird. I was married to my mom. I don't know how to process this.
It is kind of funny that he's in both of those.
Yeah.
What else is he in?
Nicole Kidman.
Nice.
He was Tarzan a few years ago.
He was in Tarzan?
Tarzan?
The Norse Tarzan?
You know what's funny is that the movie did not do as well as people thought.
Northman?
Yeah. It like didn't even reach its budget, I don't think.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like a failure.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. I saw some headline that was... Who's the director again? What's his name?
Robert...
Eggers?
Eggers.
There's an article that said he's going to like reevaluate, I guess, you know, his vision for the next movie.
Mm.
Maybe to be more commercially successful.
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is... That's his IMDb picture? Wait, don't... Yeah, click that. Why is that the picture? Somebody did him dirty with that.
Is it dirty?
I mean, you probably want pants on in your IMDb picture.
I guess I kind of view it as a flex to be like just thigh meat out, just to not care.
Noel, have you still not seen Atlanta yet, the newest season?
Oh, I have. And my God.
You watched the whole thing?
I don't think I've finished, but I'm pretty caught up. What are you talking about, the finale?
Alex is in the season, and it's the wildest shit I've ever seen.
What does he play? What character?
It's like a very sexed up, like... insane version of himself, just like
living. I'm not there yet. I just saw the one where black people could sue white people for slavery.
Okay.
Oh my fucking God. Donald Glover captioned that episode, "This legitimately scared me."
Why?
The concept was like fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like just being sued for some shit that like your ancestors did that you didn't do.
Yeah,
it was a wild episode. I'm constantly impressed with how Donald Glover can just like do TV in the craziest, weirdest way.
So does the show kind of live in like a sort of a fictional hyper or like
abstract
it's like kind of world?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think like, you know, some shit, it feels very intentional. Other stuff, it's like intentional, but also like, this is so absurd. But
yeah.
Like, imagine.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to spoil it, but there's one episode where Tupac is still alive.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What?
Oh. That's the sound he made at the end of the episode. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
All right. Spoiler alert. So he's like in a cult. Like there's like this cult in Amsterdam that's like hosting his death, and there's this weird like path that they take, like two of the characters take to like end up there, and they're basically like observing Tupac in what is like a cult driven like assisted suicide.
Okay.
And they're like, now it's time to say goodbye to our friend. They hit this button and this plastic sheet that's like held up in a machine, like guillotine style, just slams down over his face. And he's just like suffocating to death in real time. Just like, it's like, everyone's just standing around, like smiling. And then he just dies. And then someone like holds up a bell and hits the bell and it like times with like the fucking Hail Mary song. It's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
And what's the message there? Like, what's the point?
I don't think it's the message. It's just like everyone thought that Tupac was dead, but he stayed alive, and like they basically kind of put together like, oh, maybe he was alive in Amsterdam the whole time. Hmm. So at this point, he would be very old,
right?
And so he's just choosing to go out. It's very, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, very like like abstract for sure. Watching that, I had to watch that episode twice. I'm like, hold on. They just fucking killed Tupac? That is crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, is it finished? The season?
I think so. Kyle, is it finished?
Yeah, it just wrapped up like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm almost there. I'm edging on Atlanta right now. Anyways, so the movie just failed.
I mean, I don't think it was profitable, at least not yet. But I mean, isn't the opening weekend kind of everything for a movie? Like Top Gun killed.
Yeah.
This week.
Well,
what? No, it was Tom Cruise's first ever debut weekend that grossed over $100 million. Isn't that weird? Isn't that kind of unbelievable?
He can just keep doing it better?
No, it's out of all the movies he's ever been in, this is his first one that grossed over $100 million in the first weekend.
I see what you're
saying. Out of every Mission Impossible, the original Top Gun.
Yeah.
I found that kind of hard to believe, but apparently this Top Gun is like incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Mm-mm, not yet.
What's that?
Well, Kyle. Kyle went to school in New York, so he thinks he's better than everyone. Me too. It's like we suffer from the same disease. We both think we could write a better movie.
Wait, did you like the first Top Gun?
I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
I watched it as a kid and I just didn't get it. You know. I'm just going in fully expecting it to be like Patriot movie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's our boy.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might just be that, but I'm definitely going to see it.
It's awesome though. It's super progressive because, you know, everyone in the Air Force, you know, they're gay.
Well, I mean, that was the whole thing with the first movie. The volleyball scene, it's like the gayest scene ever.
I know. That's the scene I keep replaying.
Yeah. Do you?
Like in my mind. For most of my
shower.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up? Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. And they're like spanking each other. And
I was talking with one of Alina's really good friends. And I was saying that I think most frat dudes on paper have done more gay things than most gay guys by age 20.
Yeah. Okay. Like what?
By age 20, like more frat dudes have done, like, I don't know, fucking elephant walks and like stood naked with each other or made each other drink piss, like, you know, fucking kissed each other for a dare, did
drinking
coke.
Piss is gay?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's not. Okay. Drinking pee is not gay necessarily, but like, I think
if drinking piss is gay, then I'm Elton John.
All right. Yeah. Well, if it. Yeah, let's
like, what?
Let's unpack
Wait,
that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, let's unpack that, dude. If a dude older than you pees in a cup and you're like shirtless in a basement of an old frat house and he's like, drink this shit, pledge. And you're like, okay. That's at least a kink. Like on paper.
I don't think that actually happens.
On
paper. I don't think frat dudes drink each other's piss. I don't think.
I at least have one anecdotal piece of evidence that
Me?
Says no.
Oh, okay.
No, someone else.
I did drink Devin's piss one time.
I know that.
Yeah, okay.
But
wait,
that was
who are you talking about?
I'm going to save his career.
His career?
Yeah. If this gets out now, he'll be requested to drink pee for the rest of his life.
Wait, was this a comedian or a
No.
YouTuber?
No.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, he's for his frat.
Oh, yeah. He's got many pee drinking stories.
Really?
Yeah.
Like as a pledging thing?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't you give people like STDs and shit?
I think he's fine.
No, I'm saying like as a...
drinking pee?
Yeah. Like aren't you... I know it's sterile, but aren't you also risking...
No, it's not sterile. That's a myth.
Yeah, it's not sterile. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's not what I said, but I mean, that's what I thought. I've heard that before, that it's not sterile.
Yeah.
And that you can get like throat diseases and shit from doing that.
Yeah, but how bad do you want to be in Beta Sigma Nu?
Pretty bad, I guess. What about cum? Do they?
No, that was your fret. You're just sitting there the whole time. Dude, pee? Never.
Yeah.
We only used cum. Wait, what? What?
I mean, if drinking cum is gay, then I mean, fucking, come on, what world are we in?
Yeah. So... Your frat wasn't like that?
No.
Wasn't like a pee drinking?
No. We never drank piss.
You just drank.
Yeah, that was later you did that.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. You drank Devin's pee just for as a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
Very vividly.
Yep.
I remember feeling a shade of disappointment.
Oh, yeah. I was, yeah, I'm embarrassed for sure.
It's. Yeah. But this is how bad that T-bone was this morning, is I think that T-bone was more embarrassing than you drinking pee. Comparatively. I think you could have gotten out of your car this morning and been like, dude, I've drinking piss and posted it on YouTube, and it is not nearly as bad as what you just did right here.
Yeah, I thought it was like a jackass thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
They would have done that.
Yeah. They would have. Let snakes biting their dicks and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see the new Top Gun just because, you know, I also don't have my own opinions and everyone says it's good. Mm-hmm. So I want to see what's good.
Yeah.
I wonder what people are so excited about in it.
Apparently it's really intense. That's what I've heard.
Is this first scene just two guys fucking the shit out of each other on a volleyball court? It's like, oh, Top Gun. Oh, okay. My name's Gun.
We really just wanted to top that original scene.
Yeah. My name's Gun. He's just choking the guys. He's riding his and I'm in the Air Force. A 99 audience score.
99%.
These are bots.
You think so?
Dude, have you ever looked at...
Everything is bots now. Everything.
Bro.
Online sucks now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm almost like Reddit is... I almost just said that Reddit's like the only place with real people. Wait, you think there's bots on Reddit too?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. There probably is.
Yes.
But I mean, like, okay, they're a little bit more intelligent. They're like the Twitter ones.
Are they?
Like they're trained with maybe AI or language processing or something like that to build their own sentences and tweet things that align with a certain sentiment or whatever. But like Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, it's just every time you post anything, it's like, it's fucking, don't click my profile.
Yeah.
Oh, I just posted a really saucy story.
Yeah.
How have they not gotten rid of those yet?
Yeah, probably because like they need that. For online to feel populated.
Maybe.
If you just left online to like people who are actually online, it would just look like VR chat.
Yeah.
It's just wildly insensitive. And
so wait, you think Reddit?
Yeah, I think it's got bots for sure.
Do you guys think it has bots?
There's definitely bots on Reddit.
Like comments from people.
Yeah.
I don't know what Reddit is.
I don't know. I don't know if they're replying to people in real time, but I do think there are bots to be like, I love this song. You guys are haters. This song is dope.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, there definitely is.
I don't get the hate. This shit slaps.
I mostly mean like you can't trust. Like if I want people's honest opinion about something, I search blank 4chan? Movie Reddit. Not 4chan.
Cash is over. Hunter came by for a little bit last night and... We were roasting his editor, and I was like, it was a long-ass conversation, but basically, I landed on, like, making fun of him. I was like, oh, do you use 4chan like Google? Like, that's where you get all your information? He just has no idea what Google is. He's just on 4chan. Like, how do you open a soup can? It's like just someone's head getting, like, canned open with a fucking knife. He's just like, that's not what I want to do.
Yeah. He's like, and the internet's really fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, this is messed up. And he posts a picture of his fucking can of soup. He's like, hey, guys, I just want to know how to open this. And all the replies were like, fucking dude, go die somewhere. Your family made a mistake. And you're like, okay. All right, bye. My bad.
Yeah, I don't search on the internet anymore.
Yeah, I kind of like.
Every time I search anything, it's like suicide videos. And
it's like really mean.
And people are just being racist.
Yeah, I gotta go, like, off the computer forever. I live in a van now. Yep, dude. Sorry, I'm still laughing at Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick. My name's Maverick.
Now suck my shit.
Yeah, my name's Gun Maverick. Now get inside me. My name's Gun Maverick. Now lay down. Oh, shit, dude. Just a drill sergeant coming in with his dick out. He's like, nah, I want to see who's the top gun. On your knees. It's a line of pilots.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, I'm going to show you who's Maverick. How to make a Reddit bot. Yeah, this is good.
I was going to say Reddit has like minimum karma requirements on a lot of subreddits. So it's very hard for bots to just like get a foothold.
Got it.
But there's also intentional bots all over Reddit.
Got it. I'm going to make a bot that goes into r/movies and comments on all the Top Gun threads and be like, does anyone feel like it would have been cooler if this like was... Maverick was actually a top? I don't know. I feel like it just would have added something else to the character.
Do you guys think that drinking piss is gay?
Drinking pee is not gay.
What?
We're talking about Top Gun, dude. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's not. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, what I was saying is I use Reddit to, I don't know. When I want to know people's opinions about something, I go on Reddit.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I don't trust reviews on IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes. I feel like everything is just can be gamed now and bought. And
it can. But have you ever read audience score reviews? Those are funny.
No. Yeah. On Rotten Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes I click the thing and then, yeah.
Yeah, let's read one from
Tiger. Read a couple. Zoom in.
Excellent movie. Lots of intensity. Well done.
Would have liked it better if this was about Maverick actually being a top.
Oh, yeah. See? We're not alone. Wow. Excellent movie. I loved it. See, that's not a real person.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, that's... Awesome movie. Did a wonderful job as sequel. We'll definitely see it again and again.
Okay, Susan W.
Okay.
Thrilling movie experience.
What is this? I feel the need, period, to go see it again.
See, yeah, that...
Yeah, bots.
Bot, for sure.
Wow, just wow. This movie is incredible. Best film I've watched in ages. The sequel was worth the 30-year wait. It's been 30 years?
Yeah.
Has it actually?
Probably. Tom Cruise was like 50-something, and he was probably like mid-20s.
Tom Cruise was 24 when the first one came out.
Oh, and he's still doing That's Cringe. That's going to be us. 55. That's Cringe, The Return.
Yeah.
That's Cringe, the movie. Damn, didn't these fuckers do this in like 2015 or something? It's 2045. This
we're
is
both just like bald and fat.
Holy shit.
Just people. The difference is Tom Cruise is like still jacked.
No, it was good. Yeah, hell yeah. Good. Yo, I didn't know Alexander Skarsgård was a nutcase.
Is he bald?
No, dude, that's a choice right there.
Weird, but funny.
Well, he's showing up to shit naked. Damn, he's a what?
My man is insane. What a legend.
My boy is insane. Let's go back to the reviews, man. See, I'm wondering if it did 100 mil. Because like the studio like gamed this somehow.
Lived up to the hype. It was a great movie. See it on the big screen with great sound. Don't wait for it to stream.
Okay, that...
Fuck you,
no,
Rick
no, no,
C.
No. That's
Rick C. That you don't know shit, dude.
That is the studio burner for sure.
No, this movie's really good. Yeah, don't wait for it to... Like, definitely go see it opening weekend.
Yeah, definitely go.
Love this movie. I'm an 80s teenager, so I did like the
we
original
don't care,
Top
Jeff.
Gun. But this one, yeah, don't need your
we
life story,
care.
Dog. Boring.
All right. This was just as good as the first Top Gun. Yeah, because you don't remember the first one. It's been long enough.
Yeah. Definitely see this one in theaters. If you go to a theater and leave, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, interesting.
What?
Best movie ever. Cody Ko, you dumb fuck. Don't you watch it at home, you dumb piece of shit. Read this when I say, stay in the theater, you fucking idiot. Whoa.
It's the first movie I've sent?
Yeah, GPT not working out right here.
Yeah, seriously. At the cinema in 2 years, and it was definitely worth the wait. So intense. had me coming in. What?
Had me wishing Gun Maverick would come in my mouth the whole movie. Whoa.
Had me drinking piss. It was so good. What the hell?
So intense. Had me sitting on the edge of my seat the whole time. Have these people like never watched MMA or something?
Epic movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
yeah, your opinion sucks. Leading with epic movie. Goodbye. Yeah, no, you're out of here. We don't care.
Whole family loved it. Just kidding. I don't have a family. Oh, that's sad.
It's just a link to his Cash App.
Oh, no.
I don't have a family. Please send money. Yeah, what's Russ got to say?
Yeah, scroll down a little bit.
Wait, didn't we just read this exact...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see? Arpina R. Oh. Oh, that's a good one.
Arpina. Yeah. Arpina. Arpina. Arpinas must be sucked.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Damn, it's the same
Russ,
sentence.
This review is from Russ. He said, great storyline. A lot of action. Tremendous character development. Ha. Cinematography was phenomenal.
What if that was just actually Russ?
Yeah. Just leaving, just a totally earnest review.
Yeah, like,
I really like the movie. I'm just gonna.
Yeah, no attitude or anything. Yeah. Like the way people remember Russ is just him being like, honestly, I'm just gonna leave a review. Like, high key, this shit bangs. You should go check it out. Yo, Russ, the car is here. We're gonna go eat dinner. Oh yeah, one sec. I'm just.
Show, yeah, give me a second.
Just wrapping up my IMDb comment right here.
Yeah, I'm a power user. Yeah. I just appreciate films, and I want to let the people know. You know what I was reading the reviews of this morning, actually, I think, was Good Morning, the MGK movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
that
came out.
Did you see that?
No.
Like the trailer for it or anything?
I think I saw like 3 seconds of the trailer.
It's like a stoner comedy.
Yeah.
That he wrote, I think, with maybe Modson or something like that.
Yeah. You're a clone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just tell people that's your brother.
Yeah.
Openly. Yeah. Just, you know. Your next YouTube video, you should just look to camera and be like, yo, by the way, guys, go support my brother's new movie. Good morning. Mod, I'm proud of you, man.
Don't know why you didn't ask me to be in a scene, but...
It's cool.
It's cool.
You had to do your thing.
Wait, looking for drugs.
Where's the pot, Potter?
Oh, yeah, I can see that. My name is London Clash. I'm an actor on this show called Good Bad People. This is Apple.
Come on, man. My name is London Clash, and this is Apple. This is a TikTok sound, bro. These are my parents, and this is me. My life is pretty crazy.
We've been dating for a year.
I can't stop thinking about her. I just wanna vibe.
Got you by my... Any movie that features text bubbles is bad.
No, and when they're not realistic?
Yep.
Like, what app is this?
Yeah.
There's not a single app ever that looks like this.
That's cool.
Why would you make it like this in the
edit? It's cool that she's English, too. Good morning. Morning.
That's the title of the movie.
Oh, it's good. Oh, like. Mm-hmm. In the words. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. In the words of Teddy Ray, you are 36.
I think Apple's breaking up with me.
A boy is in trouble. This is how we fix it.
Did they really... Oh, good for Gator, man. He's in this. Did they really use the Three Stooges, like, triple head stack right there? Can we just get a frame on that?
That's me on the bottom. That's my brother on the bottom. My blood brother.
It really kind of looks like you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. People have been saying that forever. Trouble.
This is how we
fix it. Wait, go back? What... What are their names? What are the Three Stooges here?
That's Gator.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Dickie.
Yeah,
Dave,
right.
Dave, Dickie, Dave.
Anyways, just keep in trouble. Yeah.
This is how we fix everything.
Smoke me!
You're an idiot. Help you find your girlfriend.
This is the worst day of my life.
Yo! Hey!
Do you want to be in love? Or do you want to be the biggest star in the world?
Movie man! No! It's time to party!
What is this dust?
That's people, man.
I mean, can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
My first impression after watching the trailer, star-studded.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
In that movie.
I have no idea what this movie's about.
I know. It's a stoner comedy, dude.
Yeah. So they knocked over an urn.
Does it have to be about anything?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You're supposed to get high and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
smoke
fair.
Weed.
And just fill in the gaps.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see some of the reviews.
Go to
on
the
this.
Yeah audience reviews for it. It's pretty funny because it's like, it's a mixture of people who like review movies and take this seriously, and then his fans.
Bro.
Like go back. Go
that
back.
Shit got a
look
zero?
At, look at the critic. It's the 0% versus 78% audience.
But it's only got 5 reviews on the.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, those people aren't real anyway. Yeah, let's see what the, hey, you know, 78 audience score. Let's see what's
well, like, I think on IMDb, it's like a 2.8 or something. Okay. Whoa. Wait, go back. No, go back to, yeah. This is from Jamie W. Worst movie I've ever seen. I have seen 1,000 plus movies. That's awesome. No, trust me. I watch fucking movies, all right?
No, I actually celebrated 1,000 films at this one, and this one sucked.
It's a pretty pivotal moment in my movie watching career, and I chose Good Morning, and boy, do I regret that.
It was a mid-comedy movie, but the end, like after the creds, I thought was...
genius and epic. See, look at this. It's either 5 or 1.
Gave it a 5 because it made me laugh. Silly and fun movie to watch, even if it doesn't have any true meaning of whatever. That's definitely not a 10-year-old.
And then the next review is, I did not expect much from this, but it failed to even give that. The plot is slow and boring. The majority of the characters are unlikable and unfunny. I was hoping for a Friday or a Superbad.
But it just sucked.
But it just sucked.
I'm sorry, man. Did you think before you wrote that sentence? I was expecting Friday from Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, no, I was expecting fucking Ice Cube and Chris Tucker at the fucking beginnings of their career. I fell in love with an emo girl. Damn, that's a brutal ass review just to leave his lyrics. Very disappointing. Oh, here we go.
Isn't it funny? It's just alternates. It's,
we're not reading all that shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, see ya. Nope, just scroll past. Let me dig.
No, I think we should. I think we should read it. Maybe with
very
dramatic.
Disappointing. I found out Cody Code does not watch movies in theaters. Whoa.
Loved when they drank their own piss and their friend's piss in the... What? Damn.
I really wanted... Okay, very disappointing. I really wanted to like it. Because I really like MGK. But just no. The movie has so many plot holes. It's infuriating. His friends are the actual worst. It makes me feel sad for MGK if that's his definition of best friends.
Oh my God.
And I don't understand why Megan Fox's character is supposed to hate him, but is the only one who seems to actually be nice to him and help him. The whole movie centers on him getting a weird text from his girlfriend, and then not, can we zoom in on this? I feel like I'm having an aneurysm. And then not being able to reach her since his phone gets soaked with water.
What?
Oh. He asks his friends if anyone has her number, and no one does. The whole time I'm thinking, why not just contact her through Facebook or Instagram?
Exactly.
And then later in the movie, they start stalking her through Instagram. And all his friends seem to follow her. It makes no sense.
No sense.
Not to mention he's supposed to be madly in love with his girlfriend, but somehow their relationship is so rocky that one weird text makes him think they're broken up.
Yeah.
So many questions. This type of movie has been done many times, like Eurotrip, Dazed and Confused, and Harold and Kumar. But this is by far the worst attempt with zero comedy and plot line filled with holes. Damn, this plot line is getting me turned on.
Seriously. So many holes.
So many holes, man.
Box filled with holes.
Fucking plot lines sound
that
like
need to be
freak.
Filled.
Yeah. Are you a plot line?
Plot hole, you mean?
Are you a plot line? Because you just keep showing me holes. Fuck.
Fuck.
I swear to God, you're just a bad plot line the way you're showing me all these holes. Okay, freak little plot line.
And I'm a writer. I can punch that shit up for you if you want.
Hell yeah.
What do you say?
Call me right away. I'm going to plug up your fucking plot holes.
Yeah, let me plug those holes.
God damn, you're such a bad plot line.
Man. You can be your supporting character.
Just thinking about two writing nerds in college now.
Mm.
Fill me up like a bad plot line.
Mm.
Like the one from... just like quoting some movie. I'm going to fill your gap like I would have added 5 pages to The Count of Monte Cristo to better explain the relics and the role in the film. Oh, you're so daring. That's so,
so
crazy.
So daring.
Oh, no one dare say those words in any top writing class. You're so good. You're so good.
That's a good bit.
Thanks, dude.
That is. That's just funny.
Now I'm just picturing some fucking... super Chad dude, like you would not expect to be like a movie buff. Just some girl lays on her back, gets naked, and she's like, he's like, damn, shit's giving Good Morning. She's like, what? It's hella holes in you. It's all I see is holes. Damn, you're turning me into Shia LaBeouf right now.
There we go. Just call me Stanley Yelnats real quick.
All I see is hole. What's my name backwards? Stanley. No, dude, it's Yvonne. It's my name is Dave, stupid. Damn. I mean, Stanley Yelnats, all I see is a hole.
That's a bar.
I just want a hole. I just want a hole, man. Fucking, what is this? Jeffree Star killed a yak?
Yeah, what is that?
I just knew that was going to be a good ass turn right there.
Jeffree Star killing yaks for the meat market is a pivot I genuinely did not see coming. Oh, is this what he's doing on his like ranch?
Lunchtime with my star yak girls. What the hell?
Oh.
So during the pandemic, he like came out with that first photo and everybody was like, oh, it's so adorable. Jeffree Star is like finding like mental health and wellness by raising these yaks. And then just recently he posted that second photo.
Yo, yak meat? Yo. First of all, that's a great phrase for your dick.
Yep.
I'll fill your hole with yak meat. Yo, this dude is like, this is straight up like serial killer move.
Yeah, this is psychopath shit.
How did anyone like this picture?
That's
dude?
Crazy.
Who the fuck saw that picture was like, yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
My boy is sociopathic.
Go back to the first one. Lunch with my star yak girls.
That's so wild.
That's so fucked. That's so fucked to post that knowing that you're gonna slaughter them.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my star yak girls.
She's like petting them, kissing them.
Yeah. Naming them. So he sells yak meat now as a business endeavor?
Yeah. Wait, that's what it's looking like.
Damn.
What a pivot, man.
Seriously.
From makeup to yak meat.
Yeah.
Jeffrey does it all. Star Yak Ranch. I wouldn't buy anything from this ranch.
Why do this? Is this a big business?
Eating? Yeah, eating's a huge
business.
No,
yak meat. Eating yaks.
I don't know, dude. It is wild. Bro, how are you going to raise that? I mean, you could say that about cows too, you know. But I think yaks, it hits harder because they're furry. But, I mean, cows is fucked
crazy.
Up too. It is.
Does he still do like YouTube and makeup stuff?
Yeah, it's like how to kill a yak.
Yeah. Slaughtering my star yaks.
Yeah. Then his next makeup line is going to be like, you know, the bloody yak palette.
Oh, nice.
This is yak heart. You can use this for... This I call this color a yak heart. It's good for under the eyes. Really dark red. this is my new yak palette look, and it's just his head, his whole head covered in blood. the top, everything, man.
So he does. Damn. Wow. And I wonder if he advertises his yak meat on his YouTube videos.
I think he will definitely begin to. That is so absurd, dude. This is, yeah, if anyone should be, like, concerned about a person, like, he's working his way up.
You know? Did he ever sell his house? I know he, like, listed it on the market and it didn't sell for, like, a year or two or something like that. You know how it's, like, big-ass, like, Beverly Hills compound?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Or not Beverly Hills. I don't know where it was, but he bought it for like $20 million or something.
Mm. No idea. It's this guy. I remember watching some video about like a, like some dude was like, I sold my Supra. And it was like this wide body purple Supra.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm selling it to Jeffree Star. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Jeffree Star relists Hidden Hills Monster Mansion at new lower price. Dang.
What, how much?
15 mil.
15 mil.
15.
15, yeah.
There's a pun in there somewhere. Someone will find it.
Yak meat. I kind of want to try some yak meat. Should we cough some and do a taste test?
No. I don't think it's yaks in those packages, dude.
You don't think so?
No.
What do you think it is?
Human.
Human meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's Wyoming, dude. Isn't that Yellowstone?
Hanging with my Star employees.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 months later.
Yeah. it Yellowstone's in Wyoming, right?
That's try our brand new forbidden meat. Yeah. Yeah. Wait. What?
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Show. Isn't that? Take place in Wyoming?
I think it's Montana.
Or Montana. Yeah, what's that? The
Billings,
zone
like right by Billings.
Where they can kill each other? That's the premise, right?
Like what?
In the show Yellowstone, it's talking about like that weird pocket where you can kill people and you're put on trial by the people versus like...
Oh, right, right.
Okay, yeah, it's Montana. Sorry.
Yeah, anyways, incel pickup lines. What is the deal with those? What is this? Oh, yeah, dude. This might be good for the bonus, actually.
All right.
Did I send a specific one, or was it just the account? These are really good.
We can marinate on yak meat for a bit. We don't have to leave off that. That is so wild.
What else you got?
I just think it's a really wild thing when a YouTuber... I mean, the YouTuber to yak meat producer pipeline.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I mean, it's a pretty, you know, commonly like, did walked he, did, path.
Did he go
it
on,
is,
a,
you know?
On an exotic, you know, like animal hunting tour? And then did he just, you know, put a fucking 50 cal shell through a yak and he was like, can we eat that?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, do the fuck ever. We're like breaking federal laws right now. So. But it's my property, so it's cool.
You could do more with it if you want.
And do whatever you want to
you
that
do
yak.
Whatever you want to and that then, yak.
Yeah, Jeff goes, yeah, this shit is way better than reviewing makeup. I want to kill these full time.
Yeah, I know he like bought the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually start farming on it and then selling your product, I mean, it has to be just strictly about money. And there has to be some sort of potential that he sees.
Yeah.
Because this guy's a business mogul.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, maybe that's giving him too much credit, but I feel like he's made a lot of fucking money from selling makeup.
He at least knows the right people.
Yeah.
I think we can confidently
Doesn't he own some of Killer Merch, too? He does, I'm
yes,
pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, well maybe he just sees the impending doom that's coming. It's like, well, there aren't many cows left and no one's gonna have food, so I'm gonna take advantage of the yak market now.
Yeah. What does that say? Zoom in. Can't see it.
Stop using the same regurgitated quote from last year when I said all of my yaks are pets. They are, but months later I learned how healthy yak meat is. I started to appreciate learning where my food comes from. Educate yourself and not immediately lash out. Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's so funny. I think stop using that quote about how all my friends are just friends.
Yeah.
And humans.
Yeah.
Then I learned how tasty human meat is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude, the problem with that sentence is you can replace yak with dog.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And people would disagree.
Yeah.
You know? Or logically, like, if I replace it with dog, would you agree with eating the dog?
This is the most fucked up quote. They are pets. The fact that he still said they are. They are.
No, it's more evil. Let's get one thing straight. They are my pets. And I will do with them as I please.
Yeah.
I can lead it out to pasture. I can lead it to death. Yeah. I can fucking cut it up and eat it if I so please.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's immoral to eat your pets? I'm sorry.
Where else is it going to go? Just die and, you know, whatever.
I see no conflict. I chose to create a cosmetics line that doesn't torture and test on animals. We all know I've never claimed to be vegan. It's about evolving in the beauty industry and moving past the old ways. So his makeup stuff is cruelty free.
But his meat
started slaughtering
is cruelty full.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, how clear is it that cruelty free is just a marketing term?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
No. It's no, it's cool. It's cruel.
Cruelty full.
Yeah, cruelty full. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, these yaks.
You know, when he flips it over, this yak was murdered with an axe.
Yeah, slowly and painfully.
And then
he started at the back.
Yeah. The last few moments of this yak were horrendous.
Last few hours.
Yeah. This yak's final days were on par with the Holocaust.
Oh my God.
Just know you are eating pain and sorrow.
Yeah.
But I've raised it.
You know, Wagyu?
Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Yeah. Bro, that's just a bag of fucking muscle and blood that is so.
I love my pets. Here's dude. My pet's Instagram.
This dude.
Here's my. It's like Yak Harlow or something like that. That's the Instagram account name. It's just all ground up.
Bro.
Chilling in the freezer with my daddy. No. Hanging out with my dad in the freezer aisle.
Just chilling on the beach. It's just a fucking plate. With raw meat that's just on the fucking beach towel.
Dad loves eating me on the beach.
Me and Daddy, and he's just holding him up like a fucking picture. Just a pack of meat.
Big ass.
Yeah, just fucking. Daddy giving me a massage is just a mixing bowl, and they're just putting seasoning in there. Oh my God, bro. That's literally just a bag of blood and muscle fibers, dog. Bro, just in the middle. Just in the middle of like
dying. Dude, it really is like this.
No. He was dying.
Yeah.
You're still here.
Yeah. Jerky. Oh God. I love when Dad jerks me.
Oh my fucking God, man. Yeah, the dog is next.
And
man.
The next one, yeah.
Oh my
ground, God. Just try our fresh ground dog meat.
He's like, Cody Noel called me out for dog logic, and I actually feel just the same.
Yeah. I'm not a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite at all.
My
I'm gonna eat the fuck out of this dog. I'm gonna kill this dog and put it in a bag.
Going for a walk with my dad. Next one. Going for a grind with my dad.
My dad loves skateboarding.
My dad's always
going for a butcher.
I'm always on the grind with my dad.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. There you go. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I used to leave little nuggets around the farm. Now I leave different kind of nuggets and just panko bread. Panko bread and the meat going in the batter. Jesus Christ, dude. All right, well, join us in the bonus for more animal murder.
It really always comes back to this, doesn't it?
I mean,
always.
It's like, it's so absurd, dude. Star Yak Ranch. Like,
our ranch has over 120 hashtag yaks.
And we're going to kill them all.
And they're all fucking dead.
Watch the journey of 120 yaks going to zero.
Click on the story.
Damn, I have to take a shit. Stop it. Go back and then just, aw,
iconic.
Cute. And then, yeah, iconic. And then go to the next one. Yo, what up? I'm here at the steak ranch. Peep this shit. Wasn't he so cute? Now look at this. Let me tell you, what's cuter than cute.
It's more iconic than that picture.
This motherfucking burger right here.
You know, juicy.
You know what's going to be iconic? When I eat him and shit him in the toilet. I actually had to take a shit. We can keep this up in the bonus episode.
This is the fucking best.
But I'm going to go take a dump. All right, everyone. See you soon.
Oh, yeah. New merch.
Yeah, new merch.
KingViewStudios.tv and click the shop. And, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's it.
Damn, that Jeffree Star burger hit me hard.
This week on The Bone Zone.
Like, it's giving podcasts.
What are we doing making a podcast, dude? Should be killing yes.
Here's-
We're done. The podcast is over. Cody Co. Noel Miller.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv. Ha 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 ha!